We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM. And I've got Tim Foreman from the Warner camp here this morning in the YDC Pal Spotlight. Brooke couldn't be here, so she sent him over to talk about the stuff they've got going on. How are you this morning, Tim?
Very good, thanks.
Awesome. Well, it's good to have you here today. And tell me a little bit about the Warren camp. What are you guys all about?
Well, we serve families and particularly youth. We are involved with men's retreats, youth, women's retreats, but family campouts. But we're also big in youth camping, both events that we sponsor and also special events like with the Youth Palace programs you're talking about there. We'll be working with them. They'll be coming over in just a few days. And we love to partner with groups like that that bring in a lot of kids and families.
Yeah, awesome. Where are you guys exactly?
We're located just north of Grand Junction. It's actually on County Baseline Road. So we're just over the Allegan County line. So just 2 or 3 miles north of Grand Junction.
Well, what do you guys do there? What makes Warner Camp a great place for kids and even the adults that go there and help? What makes it a place to be?
Well, there's 192 acres and it sits on a lake. There's a lot of green grassy lands and there's a lot of woods, a lot of hiking areas, a lot of play things. Like we have a climbing wall with a dual zip line, also high ropes adventure course and some low level initiatives. The lakefront has canoes and kayaks and a lot of play toys, kinds of things.
Right.
But we really have, summertime is very busy with us with youth camps. We have youth camps sponsored by the camp for third and fourth graders, fifth and sixth, seventh and eighth, and a high school camp. The high school camp actually begins next week.
Yeah.
And well, so we have probably 100 or so in each camp.
Wow. Well, what is your title there? What do you do?
I work with guest groups marketing. And so I help to bring in guest groups and facilitate and give hospitality and make sure they have a great experience while they're at Warner Camp.
Awesome. What is the YDC going to do when they come to your camp?
I believe they're scheduled for certainly lakefront time. That's almost always one of the most popular things there. And I think maybe they're doing a couple of the other adventure activities. They're just there for a day camp that day. So it's going to be but we host a lot of day camps from area schools and groups.
And you guys aren't just day camps. You guys host some of that, but you guys do all the overnight stuff and two stuff. What is kind of the camper's experience when they come to Warner Camp? When they walk in that door, the first thing, mom and pop drop them off and they get situated. What's happening for them throughout the week?
Well, usually they have pretty wide eyes. When they see things that are happening, they begin to make friends quickly. They're away from a lot of the technology, which is really great. They may miss that at first, but they don't miss it for long. They connect with caring adult leaders, summer staff, and they have a lot of neat times at the lake, the woods, fun activities, things that really challenge them, learning, growing experiences. It is a Christian youth camp for our own sponsored camps, and so they have the opportunity to learn about God and worship times. And as a matter of fact, I have heard many times through the years kids say, that was the best week of summer. And I have a long experience with youth camp back in the days, 80s and 90s. And it's different, but it's still the best week of summer for a lot of kids.
I remember my days at summer camp, and it was usually the best weeks of the summer, too. Why is it important for these young kids to have a positive relationship with some of these, the older counselors and stuff? And I mean, because, you know, typically kids are here and this kid and they're together. But, you know, we haven't done real well with developing adult-child relations. And why is that such an important thing?
Well, I think you're exactly right that we haven't done well. And sometimes they haven't made connections. Sometimes they come from homes where things are unstable. Some come from good homes, of course. And all of us are challenged and struggle. But when we come to camp, we have camp staff that's trained. They've been in training these last few weeks getting ready. And they know how to give attention to the kids and to listen to them and to encourage them and challenge them. And so I think that just the whole experience is a great experience.
Yeah. Well, what would you say to a parent that might be sitting at home listening to this and they're thinking, well, I was always kind of been looking for a camp for my child. I thought, I never really knew about Warner Camp. What would you tell them about getting their child out to a camp like this?
I guess the first thing I'd say to them is go to warnercamp.com, go online and begin to look at some of the pictures and some of the options. And there's videos there of camp experience. There's a great video of last summer's camp. It's a lot of fun. So that would be a good way to kind of open their eyes. But they can also give us a call. And we'd be glad to talk to them. We'd give very personal attention to anyone's questions, anyone's call.
Well, what lake are you guys on?
We're on Lester Lake.
On Lester Lake. How big is that?
Not a big lake, probably 60, 80 acres or so.
Well, it doesn't need to be big. I mean, you guys have your little corner there, right?
And as a matter of fact, it's really a rather pristine lake. Much of it is wetlands around the edge on the other side. And so It's not like the typical lake where you look across and see 80 cottages. You kind of look across and see nature and trees. Mm-hmm. It's pretty neat.
Yeah. And you guys kind of do the traditional cabins and with the campers and stuff too, right?
Right. We have cabins and we also have some yurts, which have added the last 3 or 4 years or so. Those are pretty cool. We have a winter retreat facility, lodge, and old farmhouse. And so we can have 100 plus through the winter and probably even a couple hundred or so in facilities in the summer. Okay. Plus, we have an RV park that it's very popular. It has some seasonals there, but a lot of families come out and spend time through the summer in the RV park.
Sure. Well, we're running probably getting close to another minute and a half left here, but kind of take me through a typical day for a camper when they hear the, whatever it's the horn or whatever it is to get up in the morning, reveille, who knows what you, I don't know what you guys do, but when it's time to wake up, what happens? Take me through that day.
Well, we have a bell that rings. And so first thing, getting up in the morning, they begin getting ready, probably some quiet time with your group. And then breakfast, of course. There's a Bible study or study kinds of times in the morning. And then a lot of activities. Again, as I said, the walls and the ropes, and there's play areas. We have archery tag and archery and arrow tag and a lot of things like that. There's a lot of things on the grounds that can just be done with sand volleyball and basketball and tetherball and all those kinds of things that you'd expect in a camping area. So they do a lot of those things is within family groups, in a sense, a group of 10 or 20 working together. And then some, obviously, some big all camp activities.
Nice.
Typically, there's a Vesper service in the evening and then also a big campfire circle, and there are s'mores and cooking out a time or two through the week. So there's a lot of meat.
And hopefully everybody's tired enough to get in bed and go right to sleep.
They're tired enough, but they don't always get in bed and go right to sleep.
Of course. I guess kind of in closing, one more thing. You know, when the week is over, what are these campers taking home with them?
Well, most of them have new friends. They've learned some things about themselves. They feel good about themselves for the things they've accomplished. Most of them have a dream or thought like, I want to come back again next year. They fall in love with the camp and with the place there, usually with their camp counselors. Many of them come to see God in a new way. There's just a lot of exciting things that they take home with them. And most of them will, if they don't zonk out quickly, they talk all the way home and sometimes can talk for a long time.
Yeah. Well, that's great stuff, Tim. And I'm really glad to have you on the show. And I'm sure that this is just a little bit of what you do, but thank you very much.
Hey, thanks for the privilege of coming.
Right on. We'll be back on Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM.